I'm not sure he actually had to go, because he could have stuck it out for a while. It's just the way it is in the modern game. You know, this is the guy's probably the most successful manager other than Sir Alex Ferguson in recent history. And you would still argue he's probably the best manager out there at the moment. So do you stick by him, or do you worry that he's lost the dressing room and get rid of him and keep the players? The other possibility was try and let him get through it, try and survive this season and rebuild next season. So that would have been a big ask, so I understand why the club went for the former.
Mm-hmm. And his behaviour this season has been bizarre, hasn't it? I mean, we had that incident with the Dr. Eva Canero, a load of really strange post-game interviews. And then on Monday night, he said he felt betrayed by the team's performance. Had he lost the plot a wee bit?
We take each one at a time. I mean, the Eva ones are really quite complex one. I don't think it's really been quite covered very well. I think you might hear all about Jose's side of that, which will surprise you all in the next little while. The comments after the games, you know what? That's him. He's always been like that. Don't worry about that. That's been normal. Particularly this one about the last one, which seems to be the straw that broke the camel's back, about, you know, betrayal. Well, there seems to be some suggestion that before playing the Porto the game just last week, that the Porto team had been given his team long before. Now, that's betrayal, because the only people who knew about that were the players. Now, that is betrayal if that did happen. Now, has he lost the plot? Well, in actual fact, that happened to him at Real Madrid as well. It was printed in Marca, the newspaper, before he got a game against Barcelona, his team. So, you know, you may well think he's losing it completely, and it does sound some strange sometimes, but don't always think it's madness.
And just on the players there, maybe possibly betraying him, guys like Eden Hazard and Diego Costa, what if they suddenly start playing well again now under a new manager and rediscover their form all of a sudden? Have they been very unprofessional in how they've conducted themselves this year?
In many ways, they're in a no-win situation. If they don't play well from here on in, well, people will say, oh dear, there's nothing wrong with the manager. It's just the players ain't good enough anymore. They're not able to do it anymore. If they do start playing well, people will go, oh, so it was them that was stitching up the manager. So they're in a no-win situation, so they just have to get their head down and be very, very professional. Personally, I'm not sure which ones. I mean, I've had all sorts of names thrown out there. I've heard Costa, I've had Fabregas, even though he's been very strong behind the manager. I've heard John Terry's name. I've heard all these people's names. Hazard, definitely, the last wee while. All of them have got a number of bridges to build with the supporters, because the supporters, unusually for most Premier League clubs, even though they were losing to supporters, stuck by the manager. So those players have got a lot of work to do. But you know what fans are like? They can be a wee bit fickle sometimes. Go and score a hat-trick and they'll forget all about it.